Vayikru ekor ruchus dom.
Yeah.
They captured dom.
Yeah.
They went to war.
What pasuk is there?
Pasuk Yud. It says like this. Ve'emek asidim be'erot be'erot chemar vayenusim el zdoim v'amayram. Vayiplu shomo. Sdom fell, and the king of Sdom had to run away, and he fell into a pit of tar, right? And he got stuck over there. Vanisharim and the rest of the people, Heron Nasu, they ran away to the mountains. Look, Sdom is open now. Right? They captured Sdom. So it says in the pasuk, Vayikhu et kol ruchus dom v'amorah, that kol achla vayilechu. Yeah? They took all the ruchus, all the wealth of Sdom, and all the food, and they left. Vayikhu et lot, that ruchusho, ben achi Avram, vayilchu,
bagat.
And he is sitting in Sdom. Meaning what? That they captured Lot. They captured Lot. There's a very interesting question in this pasuk. If you take a look, it says, Vayikru et Lot ve'et ruchusho ben achi Avram. Technically, in Dikduk HaPasuk, it should have said the opposite. Vayikru et Lot ben achi Avram ve'et ruchusho. They took Lot. Pasuk Yud Bet, right? Perik Yud Dalet. Vayikru et Lot ve'et ruchusho ben achi Avram. Where should be the ben achi Avram? Where should it be written? After Lot, right? The ruchusho was not Lot. Ben achi Avram. What's the pshat by Yichu et Lot, ve'et ruchusho, ben achi Avram vayelechu?
It should be separate.
It should be separate. It should be all separate. No, I mean to say, it shouldn't have been ruchusho and then ben achi Avram. It should be Lot, ben achi Avram. And they took Lot, who was ben achi Avram, and all ruchusho.
What should
be Yichu et Lot. Ben Achi Avram. I mean, Lot was Ben Achi Avram, not Ruchusho Ben Achi Avram. So this question I saw many people ask. I saw the Torah Tmim ask this question. He has a Sefer, the Torah Tmim has a Sefer called Tosefet Bracha. He asked this for a question, and then he has pages of Rayot, Chukacha Katu Batorah. He says, he'll show me maybe hundreds of examples. He goes page after page of examples. Kedarko BaKodesh had a big bekiut. The Torah Tzvim had a tremendous bekiut in Chumash, Tanakh, and Gemarot. So he shows from all over that this is not a question.
Why not?
Not a question. This is the way the Torah writes. Because they took Lot, Vetruchusho, Ben Achi Avram. So even though it should say Lot, Ben Achi Avram, in the Dikduk it's not a question. The truth is, Rav Gifter has a very nice sefer. Gifter, Hashem Yarich Yamav, should have before Shleima. He says a very nice Musar Bart. He says a very nice Alpi Musar. He says what happened. Originally, it says Vayikach Lot, right? Originally, who was Lot? Lot was Ben Achi Avram, right? After Lot went to Sdom, who was Lot? Lot was Lot at Karachusha. He was a different Lot already. Originally, Lot was what? That's who Lot was. When you talk to Lot, you know what you would hear from Lot? My uncle Avram Avinu, my uncle Avram Avinu said like this, my uncle. He was a Ben Torah.
No.
What happened? Chazal tell us that he went to Sdom. Why did he go to Sdom? Because he was Pidesh, me Avram Avinu, right? And then he started becoming the mayor of Sdom, and he started money, and manana, and vayter. What happened? Right? Why did he pick Sdom? Chazal tell us also, because he saw Kol Ari Akikor, and it was Gamashke, it was full of money, right? So now who was Lot, says Rav Gifter, that's Pshat. Lot with Kol Ruchusho, and Ben Achi Avram was like a second thing, you know? You want to know who Lot is? It was Lot called Chusha. That's Lot's second name. First he was called Lot the yeshiva guy, now he's called Lot the businessman. Yes. Rav Gifter says, it's a Musar, it's only a Musar, huh? The Torah Tzvim asked the question, but it's an unbelievable question. We'll tell you the Kash is better than the Torah.
Before the answer,
is there one more Rechara
also?
It's a Sefet Bracha.
Is there one more Rechara also?
He became money. And that's what happens. When you start getting involved with money, you become a different type of person.
Businessman.
Become a businessman. That's pshat. First it was love. Originally it was what? He took love. Who was love? Love was Ben Achi Avram, right? Like it says in the pasuk in the beginning. The beginning of the Torah says, like this, Vayikach Avram et Sarai Ishto, Net Lot Ben Achi. Originally who was Lot? Lot was called Ben Achi, his relative. Later on, what was Lot called? Lot was called Lot Ben Korachusha. That was his last name, so to speak. Also, God, he was a Ben Achi Avram. Lot Ben Achi, but here it says Ben Korachusha, and then it says, okay. This Rabotai is a gift, but it's only a drush. I'm asking this question because I hold that this is a very important question. There's a big yisod that we see in this pasuk we'll soon get to. Anyways, continue with the next, we'll get back to this soon, we'll continue with the next pasuk. It says like this, they took Lot, Vayavo Palit. Who is the Palit? Og Melech HaBashar. Why was he called Palit? Sheniflat Midor HaMapo. He was saved. HaPalit, the saved one. Vayavo HaPalit. The Palit comes. Why was he saved?
Because he had to give this message to Avram.
This message.
Because of this message later.
He tells Avram that he nishba achet. Yeah, what?
Is the Og also
No. Og was just a person who knew the news. He was a broadcaster. He knew what's going on. A tall man, he looked around, he saw what was going on over there. So, by Palit. The Palit came, by Aged Avram Ivri. And he went and he told Avram the Ivri. Let's go back to come. This is not for now. By Abo Palit. By Aged Avram Ivri. והוא שוכן בלוני מאמרי המורי, אחי אשכול ואחי הנר, והם בעלי ברית אברהם. Now, the palit comes and he tells Avram, כי נשבע אחי. Now my question to you is like this. Why was he called Ivri? Why over here does it say, ויבוא הפליט, ויגד לאברהם העברי? Why does that say Avram Ivri? Why over here are we calling him Ivri? So Rashi explains, Pshat number one, Shabbat Me'evana. So why over here? You want to know Avram is called an Ivri, you know, we spoke about Avram so many times till now. Why over here does the Torah feel, yes?
When something happens, so Ivri
okay. Ivri just means that he came from a certain country, Shabbat Me'eva Nahar, which means he came from the south. He came from overseas.
Where should it have been?
Shalom Aleichem, by Avraham, he came, he knocks on the door, can I speak Avraham Ivri? I mean, what happened over here? This is the first time he mentioned Avraham. This is the first time he mentioned Avraham, that he had the Torah has to teach me Avraham Ivri. It's not a question of knowing him. He comes and he tells Avram. So the Torah tells me Avram is called Ivri. Why does the Torah have to teach me here that Avram is called Ivri? To teach it to me somewhere else. What? Slow. That's right. So what does that mean, Ivri? What is Ivri? Ivri means he comes from Evanar. You know the word translate? If just to explain, Ivri means he comes from overseas. Ba mi Eva Nahar. Why are we here?
It's like
so what do you want from India? What do you want? I have to have a shiur. I can't. This is not a question and answer about all that of the Gemara. I can't sit and answer all the questions about why Avram this and why you. We're learning a halakha. We'll have to learn something. Come. Check it. Yes, it says like this.
I have one question.
Yehuda and Nechemya and Rabbanan. Rashi brings down only one pshat why he was called an Ivri. What? He comes from Eva Nahar. The truth is, there's other pshatim in the Medrash why he was called Ivri. The Yehuda Omer Kala Olam Kulam Ever Echad. The who? Ever Echad. The whole world was on one side, and he was on the other side. So this is Rabbi Yehuda.
How do you understand it?
So, I didn't answer the question, just tell me.
Yeah? I understand it, but still...
The question, why over here, right? We're still in the answer. You know, I'm just, this is what it says. Why was he called Ivri? He was called Ivri because Kula Me'ever Echad, Vuhu Me'ever Echad. Reb Nechemi Omer, Shuhu Mibnei Banav Shal Ever. Yeah? He was from the grandchildren, Mibnei Banav Shal Ever. Shem, Aver, right? So he was a grandson. So Aver is not what, where he came from, but Aver is what? His like last name. He was in the...
grandfather, so to speak.
Rabbanan Omri, Rabbanan says, Shehu Me'ever Hanar. He was what? Me'ever Hanar. The Shehu Mashiach B'lashon Ivri. Shehu Mashiach B'Loshon Ivri. What does that mean? Shehu Mashiach B'Loshon Ivri? Mashiach Medaber. He speaks. Mashiach. He speaks B'Loshon Ivri. Speaks B'Loshon Ivri. He came from Eva Nahar, you hear? Not only that he comes from Eva Nahar, that's what he spoke. No, he spoke Ivri. He spoke Ivri, whatever Ivri is.
Real question, why are you here? Why are you
What's going on here? Over here? Something's wrong over here. Over here, the palif comes and he tells, hey, what happened over here? What? You have to know what language, it's important to know over here what language Avraham Avinu speaks. It's important to know, Shehu Me'ever Echad, Vehem Me'ever Sheni, what's the pshat in this medrash? Now, boys, I have another question for you. Who is the palif? The palif is why do you see so interested in telling Avraham Avinu that Lot was captured? Because he wants to marry his wife. He wanted to get killed and marry his wife. Why did he think that Avraham Avinu would run to save Lot? Why should he think, Bichlal, that Avraham Avinu should run to save Lot?
Because he looks like him.
Oh, so we have to speak about this. Listen carefully, yeah? Slow. We have to speak about this. Why would he think that he's going to come and save him? Why should he think he'd come and say, so there's a very interesting Sipurna. Sipurna explains, why would we think, I gave Avram a Ivri, lo she yada palit, she Avram karov lelot. It's not because the palit thought that Avram and Lot were related. Unbelievable Sipurna, yeah? Wow. How should you learn that it was his nephew? Says Sipurna, no, nothing to do with that. Lo she yada palit, she Avram karov lelot, rak yada shayam machzik b'deot ever kamahu. Yeah? He knew that Lot behaved like Avram, like ever. Meaning, there was a certain, yeah? A certain way how ever behaved, right?
And
Hanhaga that they had, and they knew that Lot was part of that, so to speak, part of that chabura. The Meili understood that what? That he would go and save him. Yeah.
They don't understand that.
What? What does he mean? He means like this. Pashut, we come and we say that they were related, right?
Yeah.
The question is, says the Sipurna, okay. This question, why are we here? Does it have to say Ivri? Meaning what? The Sipurna is bothered by the question that we're asking. Why is it important to say over here that the Palit told Avrama Ivri? The answer is because Ivri means what? He came from Ever, or he came from Evana, whatever it is. Lot behaved the same way. Mm. Lot behaved like Avram, yeah? Rak yada shayam machzik b'deot Ever kamohu. People knew that Lot was a strange guy, yeah? Lot was a strange guy. What was strange about Lot? He behaved like an Ivri. he heard, one second, Lot, who behaves like Ivri got captured. I have an so idea.
Probably, yeah,
you know what? I'm going to go tell this other Ivri guy, right? When one Spaniol misbehaves, what do you say? You know what? I'll tell another Spaniol. Mustami, he'll care that the Spaniol got a problem, right? Not that they're related. They don't have to be brother, sister, uncle, right? That's what it says, Ivri. See, what is the supporter doing? The supporter is trying to answer, A, why the Palit thought that Avraham Avinu would be interested in saving life. And also, why is that Ivri? The answer is, Vayavah Palit, Vayagel Avraham HaIvri. It says a Bedavki here. Because that's why he told it to him. He came and he told him, knowing that he was an Ivri, life was also an Ivri. And Mestama, you're going to want to save light. This is L'chayr according to the Sipurna. Now, by side, this is very nice. The problem with this, that my grandfather's Mo'orah in the Sefer, that in the Medrash itself, we see not that way. Meaning the Sipurna is a very nice pshat. The Sipurna is trying to explain a teretz to this question, right? Why over here does it say Ivri? And the answer is, because that's why Avraham went to save him. Or at least that's why the Palit thought that he went to save him. Let's take a look why he really went. So if you take a look, it says like this. What's the pshat? Ki nishba achiv. What's the pshat? Ki nishba achiv. So it says like this. Shahaya Zivi kunin shlo dome. Right? You want to give me the Kitab American, the blue sefer? Says the Medrash, Mem Bet Chet. Who learned Kaven L'Shem Shemayim? That's not what happened. No, that's not what happened. Who learned Kaven L'Shem Shemayim? Ela Amar Abraham Ze Kunyanu. Avraham ze kunyanu va'akshov ani oimeloi nishba ben achicha u'yotze l'mulchama v'nereg v'ani notel esara ishto. Avraham and Lot looked very much alike. Meaning they were related. So if I come and I tell him that he's Ben Achiv, listen, like your Ben Achiv was captured, for sure he'll go out and he'll fight, he'll get killed, and what's going to happen? I can have his wife, Sarah. Because he went and walked to Avraham Avinu to tell him that the night of Mark Yomim Be'olam, you'll have a lot of years, you hear? Who killed the Moshe Rabbeinu? So he lived all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu's time. So what do we see? Even though it's not L'Shem Shemayim, it's enough to what? Hashem to pay back this rush in this world. But what do you see from this Medrash clearly? You see clearly from the Medrash that he came to tell him for what reason? Because he knew that he was related to who? Related to?
So it has nothing to do with
Ivri. So how could a Sipurna come and go against an open Medrash? That's my grandfather's question. Again, the Sipurna comes to answer the question, Ivri. So he explains, you know what's pshat in Ivri? Ivri is because Lot behaved like an Ivri, and Avraham behaved like an Ivri, so Mestama, they have something to do with each other. And he would care about an Ivri, right? But not that they were related in any way. The Medrash says clearly not that way. The Medrash says clearly that Lot looked like Avram, and that he was Ben Achiv, and therefore what happened? He decided that he's going to tell him like this, he'll run for his brother, for his nephew, and he'll save him. I probably say I have a very positive question. Besides my grandfather's question that the support is a stira, I don't understand another Nakuda. Why is it important to say that they looked alike? If I come and I tell you that my nephew was captured, and I care about my nephew, I won't care about him only because he looks like me. But Avram only cares, what Rabbi said, Avram only cares because of what? Because Zivi Kuna, they look alike. What did Lot think? Oh, you know what? Avram looks just like Lot. stop, he's going to want to save him. Well, what's the pshat? He says like this. Hu lo nitkaven l'shem shemayim, el omar, Avraham ze kunyinu. Meaning what? Avraham is like his twin. He could, they're very much alike. So when I come and I tell him that your nephew was captured, for sure he'll go to Muhammad. What's that to do with looking alike? Right? You read in the Medrash, right? He looks just like, yeah.
Maybe they're
now you talk. Now you're saying good. Just wait. Before, again, it's not clear yet. We still don't have a clear picture of what's going on. Again, I asked you a few questions. The first question I asked you was, why does it say light, rechusha, and then ben achi Avraham? The second question I ask you is, why is the Ivri over here? Hey, man, who cares where he comes from? Right? So the Bemis, the Sipporna asked this question. And the Sipporna answers, it's no gas to tell me why he thought that Avraham would run for him. But the Medrash is not like that. The Medrash says the reason is because he knew he's related. Not, Mam is not like the Sipporna. Mam is a Rishon, can argue on a Gemara. Gemara says that you have to keep Shabbat, Lamates, Melachis, Ayin, Sipporna, Lo Tzarich. I mean, you can ask something. I mean, you can have a Sipporna argue on a Gemara. It's a problem, right? But either way, the Medrash is also Pella. Leti told him why, because it was related to him. So it has nothing to do with Ikunin. It has nothing to do with what they look like. That's Dabba Shapella. What does that have to do with what they look like? Yeah? Oh yeah, so say it's the same pasuk, right? Yeah, right.
Hey, what's midrash?
Who did he take with him? He took with him who? Eliezer. He took Eliezer. Why did he take Eliezer? Ayishma Avraham kinishbachi vayarak et chanichav. Vayarak et chanichav yilidei beito shmona asar shlosh mehod vayiridof adan. Who? Vayarak means he fastened the belts. Vayarak means he put on the armory. Vayichalek, who is Yelidei Beito? Yelidei Beito are the people in his house. What's Chanicha? So what are the Chanicha? Chanacho Ktiv, Zeh Eliezer. Yeah, Shechanacho LeMitzvot. Eliezer, because he wanted Eliezer that he was Mechanech in LeMitzvot. Who Lashon Atchala Knitat Adam? All the kniv umlut shuatid la'amod ba, v'chein l'chnoch l'nar. In other words, he wanted mechanech with him. He was being mechanech Eliezer with mitzvot. Rabbi said, "What mitzvah are we referring to over there? What exactly? This guy reads Medrash says it. Something happened. The Medrash says right. Okay, there's maybe a problem with that. I don't know if it's there, but that's where you got it from."
No,
I'll tell you thoughts. So you're very good. So listen carefully. Again, L'chayr over here, when it says that Eliezer was taken, why did he take Eliezer? He took Eliezer because what? L'chancho b'mitzvot. Now, does he mean Eliezer who he normally was mechanech b'mitzvot? No, it means now. He wants mechanech Eliezer now to do mitzvot. That's what it says. Chanacho k'tir. Ze Eliezer shechancho l'mitzvot. Oh, so we mean all over, in general, in past.
So
if it's in past, why is it to bring it over here?
No, that's how he took it.
It's strange, but to go.
Again, if it means what? in general, Eliezer was the person who is mechanech in mitzvot. What's Eliezer called? Give me another name for Eliezer. Eliezer, give me another name for Eliezer. Chanichab, right? That's what it says over here. Vayarak et Chanichab. Who is Chanichab? Eliezer, Rashi says. Why? Because Avram used to be mechanech at him for mitzvot. So why over here? I mean, that's the only time it mentions Eliezer. I mean,
Eliezer also is going to mechanech.
And more than that, yes.
So, then Moshe was taking
That's what you say. But Rashi says differently. Rashi says that he took Eliezer? Eliezer, that he was mechanech him with mitzvot. Now, it doesn't mean that he was mechanech him all over. It means obviously over here. Which means he took him to be mechanech him with a mitzvah. What mitzvah are we referring to when we say that he took him to be mechanech him in mitzvahs? What mitzvah? What mitzvah are we referring to? To save light. Right? To save light. Okay. Now, let me tell you what the problem with the saving light is. Light, l'chayra, was a guy. Light, l'chayra, was a guy. Let's have Avram also. Do Goyim have a mitzvah of Leisam and Al-Dam Riechel?
No. What?
Do Goyim have a mitzvah of Leisam Al-Dam Riechel? Now let me explain to you what I'm referring to. Bechura, the reason why Avram went, Pashtus, is because of Pidyon Shvuyim. Pashtus is because of Pidyon Shvuyim. We all know in Halacha, the Ramah brings it down, that in Pidyon Shvuyim, who do you have to save more? Your relatives or your non-relatives?
Relatives.
You have to save your relatives. Push halacha, simiration of gimel, right? So the Mela, Avram Avinu al Pidyon Shvuyim, had a halacha to go and save light. So there was a mitzvah involved, so he takes Eliezer l'chanchei the mitzvahs. He takes Eliezer l'chanchei the mitzvahs. The problem with this is that you have to understand that L'chura light was a guy. L'chura light was a guy. And Minchas Chinuch says clearly that Goyim don't have the Isser of Leisam and Al-Dam Riechel. You, let's say, are in the street and you see another Jew fall away and you look away. What's your halacha? Goyver Isser of Leisam Al-Dam Riechel. Don't stand and watch your brother's blood spill. Watch your brother's blood spill. This is only a Jew to a Jew. A guy has no problem. And you want to know something? They're making this very, very well. Because if a guy would fall in the street, half the guy would look away like nothing happened. You know that in Forest Hills, a very famous story, there was a woman that was being killed.
Yeah, great.
Right here, Forest Hills, by the tennis courts. Yeah, it's some of the rape. Maybe it's not the rape. It's the rape, whatever.
Killed off, she was killed.
She was killed, right?
She was
stabbed off. Famous story. She was knocking on the doors. She was banging on the doors that they should let her in because the guy's running after her. Nobody even bothered calling the police. No one bothered answering the doors. They didn't want to get involved.
But they got afraid.
Okay, good. So what are they the kind of mitzvah is Sam al-Dam Riechel that they're not mechuyev in it. They're being zagir and not in the kind of mitzvah of Lotam al-Dam Riechel. And they're not mechuyev. According to the Minchas Chinuch, they're not mechuyev. So they asked the question, L'churi, you have a problem. If light was a guy, so there was no Leisam and Al-Dam Riechel anyway. So why is it that Avram Avinu goes to a war? He fought a war. You know the war he fought?
Yeah.
He fought a war of nations and kings just to save Lot. Who cares about Avinu? It's not a mix-up. Huh? He went to get back love. You know the war he had to fight?
I had four.
Five kings or four kings. He turned everything upside down. What? For which halacha? Because Pidyon Shvuyim.
Why couldn't he just take him out?
That's how
him out, you have to win the war.
You have to win the war.
Four kings and standing there, who would take him out? Come, take me out.
This is a Minchas Chinuch, a Reish Sadik Vav. It's a mitzvah Reish Sadik Vav. That a guy doesn't have l'tam. So what's the pshat? So they say over from a barrel, and then I heard this from Briskarab's son, Wee Shiva, they said over that the barrel had a very nice diuk at the beginning of this week's parsha. If you take a look, originally it says in the pasuk, Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem Vayelech itolot. Lot went with him. The next pasuk it says, "Vayikach Avraham et Sarai yishtam et Lot ben Achiv." First it says, "Vayelech," that Lot went, and then it says what? "Vayikach," he took. One pasuk after another, right? The first pasuk, "Vayelech Avraham," "Vayelech he told Lot." What does "Vayelech" mean? That Avraham didn't really want to take him. What did? Who really wanted to go? So Chazal tell us, well, why did Lot want to go?
Money.
He was listening over you. He heard. Ooh, this guy Avram. There's a big future for this guy Avram. I sit over here. You know what I'm busy with? I'm busy going to the store for my father and my mother. I have to buy avocados every Shabbat for him, right? And make the shopping and make. I go with this guy Avram. I become a rich guy, and that's what Taka happened. V'gam la'lot ha'olechem Avraham. Ooh, he made him very rich, Lot. Why did he become rich? Only because of Avraham, right? So this is Vayelech ito Lot. So why the next pasuk it says Vayikach Avraham et Lot? So Rav Berel used to say a very nice pshat. He said like this: Halach is in Geirut that you push away. When somebody comes for Geirut, you have to push him away. So originally when Lot wanted to go, Vayelech ito Lot, Avram pushed him away and told him what, I'm not taking you, and Lot forced himself, he said, I'm going anyway. Once he went with Avram Avinu anyway, meaning he was mekabel even though he was pushed away,
Avram
took him. So Avram was not what? Avram was mekabel on himself.
He was Ivri.
He was mekabel himself to become a Jew. She says that's the two pshat. Vayelech Avram, Vayelech ito Lot, because Avram didn't want to take him. Then after he already forced him, he said, Afal pi kein. What's halacha when a ger pushes himself and he says he really wants to become a ger anyway? Then you have to accept him. So that's the Vayikach. Then he took him with him. So Rebel used to say that's the teres. Be'emet, that he was Makabu Gerut. So then he used to ask Akasha, but then what happened by Zdom? It says clearly that he went back. Chazal Asura. Right? Pasuk Gimel. What does it say in Pasuk Gimel? Oh, so he spoke. This is what Rebel tried to
prove. So that's a palit. He came and he
slowly, slowly, Pasuk Gimel. Here we go. You Gimel Yud Aleph. You have it, babe. You Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ayivcha lalot et kol kikar ayarden. Vayisa lot mikedem. Vayipradu ish mi'al achiv. They separated. Ish mi'al achiv. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that they went away. What happened? He went away.
Went back to his
one second. He said, he went mikedem. What is mikedem? Nosa me'etzel Avram. Shagada. He siatzmo mikadmon sholam. Yeah, he pushed. He took himself away from Hashem. Amar ief shilo b'Avram v'lo b'lahav. I don't want not Abraham and not his God. Not interested. Not for me, the whole business. And he went on his own. So says Rebel, he was chazer. It says because it was a real ger. And he makes a chilu between ger, that's makabul gerut. The Briskulab says that a ger, there's two types of ger. There's a ger toshav, and there's a ger emet. What's a ger toshav? When a person comes into Eretz Yisrael, a guy who wants to live in Israel, and he wants to accept Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the halacha is, he has a din of a ger. So the halacha is, says the Briskulab, that this gerut he can accept, and unaccept. Uh-huh. The Briskulab in the Sefer, he writes, because since the whole thing is Tali on Kabbalah, meaning what, Briskulab is a very nice bar, it doesn't change the goof. Yeah. Why does a ger toshav have to keep? Because he accepted, not because he is anything different. He himself is not a ger. He accepted. So once he unaccepts it, he becomes back to being a what? A guy. Says Mashenki by light, even though he was parush, it was like a ger that's parush. And what's the luck when a ger goes off? Still a ger. Don't make a difference. So he says that's pshat. Why Avraham Avinu ran after light? Pidyon Shvuyim. Avraham Avinu Pidyon Shvuyim. I have a very big problem with this halacha. You're with me?
Yeah.
Again, Rabotai, let's go back a second. We're trying to explain why Avraham Avinu went to save Lot. Why did he go save Lot? He made a whole war, a whole fight, save Lot. Okay. So I'm showing you from Rashi that he took Eliezer. Why did he take Eliezer? L'chancha b'mitzvot. So obviously there was a mitzvah involved. Which mitzvah could be involved with saving Lot? You have to say the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, not to save a guy who's shavui. So we ask a question, A, it's like Pidyon Shvuyim by a guy. So we have a whole teretz from Brisker Avsan that he had a din of a Jew because he was a ger. But now that he was Ivri, that they're both mekabel the mitzvot, so now they have a din of Pidyon Shvuyim back and forth. Well, fine. So that's l'chancha b'mitzvot. Rabbi, so let me ask you a question. Are you mechuyev to put yourself in a sakana for Pidyon Shvuyim?
No.
No.
Are you mechuyev to put yourself in a sakana
for
Pidyon Shvuyim?
You do the oppressor good, but sakana you don't put yourself in.
Oh, so let's see the halacha inside. The Pidchei Tshuva in Simen Reish Nun Bet brings down like this. I am b'tshuva d'yad Eliyahu, Simen Mem Gimel. Im mechuyev adam lachnis atzmo b'safek sakanat nefashot kedei latzil chavero. If a person is mechuyev to put himself in safek sakanat nefashot kedei latzil chavero bevadai or ene mechuyev. Aval kapanim rashai lasot ken im rotzeh mimidus chasidus o mahavat chavero o ene rishoei lu saken atzmo. Heishiv, and he answered that Bet Yosef b'choshem mishpit simin tav chavav katav b'shem agot maimin.
Wow.
It is halacha that you have to put yourself in sakana. Zeh safek, zeh vaday. This is a safek, and this is a vaday. Yeah? Meaning what? I'm a safek sakana nefashot, but I'm definitely saving it. So the Bet Yosef paskins, when I'm a safek sakana nefashot, and vaday saving him, right? Then it's zeh safek, zeh vaday, and I have to go fight to save the guy. Now, he says like this. Ach yesh lo tafek ladun hazeh. Says Pidchei Tshuva, and even though Maran Bet Yosef says like this, it's not so pashut. Why? V'hela, im shneim shavim b'mala, kigon shneim tamil chachamim, o am aretz, u'mikol sheken im amatzil tamil chacham, anitzel am aretz, en erishayu lachnis atzmo, v'kilu b'safek, v'atzala v'adai. Ach im amatzil eno tamil chacham,
but here Avraham Avinu is Talmid Chacham, and Lot is Amar, it's not only
Avodah
Zarah.
There you go. I'm asking good? Am I asking good?
Beautiful.
That's good.
Beautiful. We're going to come to one verse.
The brings down that even the Bet Yosef that says that you have to put yourself in a sakana to make Pidyon Shvuyim, that's only when you're in Amaretz who's trying to save a Talmid Chacham. But if Talmud Chacham was trying to save an Amaretz, he's now put himself what?
In Sakana.
In Sakana. Look, so I come along and I ask you, my dear Talmudim, what do you do with Avraham Avinu?
But there was even Sakana for Avraham Avinu if he's not going to save him.
He didn't believe. He didn't want to believe.
Huh?
He didn't want to believe that he
doesn't believe. Nah,
because Lot was Amaretz.
Lot was Apikoretz. What was Lot doing? Lot was Amaretz. Amaretz, Apikoretz. Huh? Okay, so I'll tell you what we can
so
do.
So maybe
let me show you.
Maybe we can
understand.
Oh. Let me ask you another point. What was so sure that you're going to say? You see, what does the Pidchei Tshuva talk about?
For sure.
Where you for sure could say, but it's a sakana for you, you might not make it. He'll make it, but you won't make it. How is Avram so sure? Maybe in this case, Lot won't make it either. Maybe Lot will get killed too. That's another machlokes. The Mishnah Lemelech, I'm sorry, the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchot Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halach Yudalid, writes clearly that even on a Safek Matzil, even if you're not sure you'll be able to save the guy, you might be able to save him. Not 100% sure, you might. Still, you have to bring yourself in a sakana to say. Comes the Bach, and he's the Dayek from the Rambam, but that's not true. Bach in Choshem Mishpit says clearly, Simen Tav Chavav, that if a person is not 100% sure he's going to save the guy, he's not going to put himself in a sakana either. So now we have a second problem. A, way, how could a safek sakana of a Talmid Chacham to save light, that's not la'alacha. Second of all, you don't even have a vade saving lot. You have only a safek saving lot.
Yeah.
So then we have a question. Mitzad Sheni, what right did Avraham Avinu have to save light? You with me? Let's hear again the kasha. Say it again. He wants to hear it again. Bring me a Shulchan Aruch, Tav Chavah, bring me a Kesef Mishnah. I want to see it all inside. Come.
But understand, how could
Tav Chavah and Chayesh Mishpat and Hilchus Ritzech. Now again, Rabbi Said, just do me a favor. Listen, you have to understand, my mind works one thing to another thing to another thing. I just want to tell you, do you understand what I want?
Yes, yes.
What do I want? I want to understand, why is it that Avraham Avinu drops everything that he's doing? You hear? Mustami was learning Torah, Chesed, whatever he was doing, and what does he do? Light! I gotta save Lot! What's saving Lot? Who's the
guy? Why would he lie to Maxim that he is my sister?
That's right. Because of Sakana and danger and everything he's in. So who's Lot? What's Lot? Forget about Lot. What could you do? He was the one who had to capture Lot.
No, he didn't want to die. So
what should I do? What's Lot? Yeah, let's see.
You have somebody dying from your own.
You don't go to get yourself killed to save somebody else.
If he's a relative,
oh yeah, really? Nice. I'll tell you, the first answer is be the shulim, this halacha, right? So A, I started off asking, first of all, yeah, you with me? Go ahead, explain the question. Yeah, explain the question, go. Where's the Bet Yosef? Yeah. Bet Yosef is Chay Shemishpet Simen Tav Chavah B'Shem Agot Maimon. Give me a tour. You have a tour and a tour also.
What's
it? Tav Chavah.
It's only when you don't put yourself on the train. Who is sending you? He says himself.
Tav Chavah. Yeah, that's where the Bet Yosef is. Ritzach. Right, Perik Aleph, Halacha Nidah. No, let's go talk, Eliezer, you got him here. No, calm the cash, Eliezer, no. Eliezer, what's the cash?
Тогда, наверное, у Авраама Авину время не КВД было, не ФБ было, наверное, КГБшники были.
Старые времена же.
The answer is what? Lichan chob and mitzvah, it's mashma, there was a mitzvah here. From Eliezer, taking Eliezer, we see that it was a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Pinyin shvuyim. So I ask you, Pinyin shvuyim, goyim, bashma. Good, brisket Torah, he was a Jew. Okay. Masa, I don't understand, it's not true lalacha the whole thing. Read the Pinyin shvuyim, go ahead, start. Oh, are you not to put yourself in a sakana for pinyin shvuyim? That's the question. Go ahead. No?
Bonjour,
Rishayi, you hear? Hasidut. Could a person, A, does he have to? And B, now that we maybe not have to, maybe he's not even allowed to. Madrasa, first of all, maybe you don't have to. Now that you don't have to, now we can even ask, maybe not even allowed to. That's the question. Do you have to or don't? And even if you don't, are you allowed to or you're not even allowed to? Go ahead. The Heshiv, what do you answer? Meaning when this is safek and this is a badai, meaning you maybe might not make it, but he's definitely going to make it. Where he's definitely going to make it, what happens?
I have to go.
Continue. Next case. What? Lipakpek,
yeah?
Oh, that's only where they're shavim b'mala. They're both butchers, they're both fruit men, they're both shoemakers. If one of them is gadol ador and the other one is pumping gas, garbage man, what happens? No.
What's
Ayin Hei? Amaretz. No, not you. That's the translation. Yeah? Yeah, no?
One is honey deeper.
I ask you, Akasha, if this is true, and he brings from the Chabad Yair, big poskim, chuvod, so I ask you, if this is true, what right did Avraham Avinu have to what? Don't say no.
Especially when Avraham was bigger than Lot.
What?
When Avraham did Teshuvah.
Mi haya chozer b'teshuvah? Especially chozer b'teshuvah, but this is a Talmud Chacham, Tzadik, Gaon. This is Lot. What's Lot? Lot's nobody. Lot is garbage man. What's Lot? Even if he's a Jew, even if he keeps mitzvah. So what's Lot? Avraham Avinu! Avraham Avinu, Gadol Ador, Avot! Hu yeh Talmid Chacham. It doesn't say, Im yeh Talmid Chacham. It says, Akshah. We take a look and we say, you wearing green sanitation suit? You wearing black Rabbanim suit? Right? You wearing
green party.
Right? So we save you.
Maybe
you can do it. Allah is Allah. Why? He didn't know that he was Avraham Avinu. He doesn't know what. The person would come and say, you know what? Allah is a Talmud Chacham. You have to stand up for him. Yeah, but this person doesn't even know he's a Talmud Chacham, so I won't stand up for him. Allah is Allah. Halacha is halacha! Okay, now, so second of all, that's question number one. Question number two is, let's take a look, what that God Maimri. Who's reading next? Eliezer, God Maimri, read. No, let him read. Kesemishni brings that God Maimri. No, God Maimri, go ahead.
You already know by heart already.
So the Rambam's Lashon is, Kolayachol Atzil. Whoever could be Matzil. Go ahead.
The soft Perek Ben Sorer Umore.
Right.
Minayin Leroet Havero Shehu Tovea Benar O Chaya Goralto Oli.
Should you tell me your case? You see a guy drowning, that's Pidyon Shmuel.
Oh, Shehu Chaya Vlachilo. Talmud Lomar Lo Tamod Al Dam Re'ech.
Lo Tamod Al Dam Re'ech. Go ahead, no.
Vameha Hanavka.
There's nothing to do with Lo Tamud. It has to do with what? It has to do with the Shabbos Aveda. Who says we learn from the Pasuk Lo Tamud? We should learn out from what? From Shabbos Aveda. Go ahead.
Aval Mitra Omega Gure Emalo Kamashmala.
You have to do it, but who's that to spend money on? Well, Tamal Damriya. Go ahead, Nu, continue. He has to pay him back. Now that I pay money for Pidyon Shvuyim, you have to pay me back. Fine, okay. Oh, let's say this guy has money and he doesn't want to pay, so I'm not mechuyev to pay for my money. Use the guy's money. Tell the guy, listen, you want me to pay? Right? You want me to get Pidyon Shvuyim? Meaning, the question is not that you're Vada and he's a Sapta. The question is, you're also Sapta. What happens? So you have an era? If he's a Vadai and you're a Safik, then the halacha is what? You do it. You look at the Bach. Now who's reading the Bach?
He's a Vadai.
Yes, go ahead.
He's a Vadai.
Yes, go ahead. So even though the Goit Maimini and the Bit Yosef is right, what the Gemara is mashma, that is Safik, meaning he's a Safik.
What is Safik? That he's going to die and live.
Suffering that he's going to die if you live. Say the opposite. Only if you're a Vada. Yeah, go ahead. Only if you're a Vada.
You're
going to
live or die?
That's right. How about you're going to live? Go ahead. That's what the Baka said. What was the last three words? Okay. At the end, that's the whole thing? Okay, so we have machloikas over here, right? If a person is mechuyev to put himself in a sofik, even if the other guy is a vadai, the Bach says that even to put yourself in a sakana, you're not mechuyev. It's yachol atzilo, which means I know that I could get the job done. If I'm going to end up dying from this, not mechuyev. Yeah? So my question is, how did Avraham Avinu put himself in a sakana? A, Lot was Amaret, and B, Bechlal, you don't put yourself in a sakana, according to the Bach. You don't put yourself in a sakana. That's my question. Could the Talmud Chacham put him for another person? The answer is no.
Yes.
But a regular person should put himself in a sakana if he knows he could save that person.
No, let's say you know for sure. Let's say you have connections.
Does everybody understand the question? Does everybody understand the question? No, you don't see the question? Again, it's very, very simple. It's very, very simple. There's two issues over here. Issue number one is, are you save somebody when that person is suffering if you'll save him or not? That's issue number one. Do you put yourself in a sakana to save somebody suffering? And the answer to that is no, only when it's vada. Only when it's vada, you'll save that guy. So A, where was the Vada over here? B, even according to the Shita that holds that you do put yourself in
for
it's only Tamil Chacham.
Even if it's a Vada.
Only Tamil Chacham doesn't do that.
What if it's a Vada?
And third of all, what happens if you're not sure, right? You're not sure that you're going to make it. The Bach holds that you're not Mechuyev anyway. Not like the Beis Yosef.
Even if it's for Tamil Chacham?
Anybody's not Mechuyev. The Bach is Chaylik and he says, Yachol Atziloi. Yachol Atziloi. But Stam a Safik, you don't put yourself in a Safik. Know that you can do it. You're not going to end up dying from it. You're not going to end up getting killed from it. So the question is, how did Avraham Avinu put himself in a Sakana for Lot? Now, boys, so let me show you an interesting Medrash. Peldic and Medrash. What happens? It says over here, it says like this. ויארק את חניכף, ילידי ביתו 18,300 איש, וירדוף אדם. He went to Dan. Okay, so it says like this. If you look at the Medrash Rabba brings down that the people with Avraham Avinu didn't want to go with him. They didn't want to go with him.
Why? It was scared. Like
no, 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 no. It says like this.
We're not trying to go.
Now you're talking. Listen what it says in the Medrash.
It is it.
Ha'ishma Avraham ki nishbachi. Certain people don't hear. What's the question? Why do you say, Abraham? I mean, look, Oak told him.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, you heard me?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, what's the question, right? So, why is that to say, Oak tells him, and Abraham heard, Vayishma Abraham? He says the answer is because a lot of people are told, but they don't hear. You could talk to a guy and tell him that there's a guy dying in the street. What? What time is it? What you say? I said, what? You're hungry? Well, you don't hear what the guy says. Says the Medrash, that's what it means. Oitim ozno mishmo adamim. A lot of people, when it comes to, it's a rather very nice story. A very, very nice story. I think it's a beautiful story. The Kapishan Serebi, he passed away young. There was a very big dynasty in Hasidus called Kapishans. It was very close to Stalin, something like Stalin, that type of Hasidim, very Litvish Hasidim like, not like Strymel, not that type, but Kapishans, it was a very nice Hasidim. The father died, then the son died very young after him, he had a brain, popped in his brain, an aneurysm. Nebuch. Anyways, they were very fine, very chashu Hasidim, very honorable.
What happened to the dynasty?
Fell apart. It's a shul now in Baruch, in Flatbush, or Baruch, or whatever. The kids said, what happened? This is the end of the Maisa. So they sell the story that the Kapishan Serebi once went to a guy in Manhattan, to his office, to collect money from stuff. So the guy sits down there. Rebbe, Kapishan Serebi lets him in. Rebbe, what can I do for you? He said, I'm coming to collect for a very big ani. Terrible situation. There's no money, and he's suffering, and he really tells the story a lot. Mod, he's marbe basipur. He's marbe basipur. The guy says, Rebbe, I give a lot of tzedakah. No problem. It's not a big deal. Tell me. No, the Rebbe says, Wait a second. I just want to tell you more about the people. He starts going on again, and he starts telling him the rachmanut and this problem and the suffering. So the guy says, Rebbe, you don't have to do this. Just tell me the amount. It's not a big deal. He was a big bald stock of this guy. So he goes, no. He tells the starts again, the same story more. And he's mamish, Rebbe, I don't time. Listen, in America, time is money. Just give me the amount, and I'll give it to you. I have no problem giving stock. So he tells him, make it out the biggest check you ever made. So he thinks the biggest check was a half a million, $300,000, $400,000. It's fine, no problem. He puts it down. He says, Rebbe, who should I make the check out to? You know what the Rebbe said to him? Make it out to your brother. You heard the story? Make it out to your brother. This guy gave all the stalkers in the world. Yeah? All the stalkers in the world, except when it came to his brother. But that he didn't hear. He didn't even realize that his brother needed stalk. That's chat. Oitim oznai. A lot of people, you could talk to them. Yeah? They'll hear everything in the world. Talk to them about, let's say, they're a cousin or a brother or somebody who needs stalk. They don't hear.
Why is that one?
It's hard. It's oblivious. It's oblivious. You come. You just.
They don't pay attention.
Listen. Let me tell you where you're talking. You're talking from a young and behind people grow and care about their families. Regular people in the streets, right, care more about strangers than they care about their own relatives. You should know that. A regular person in the street, right? You tell him his friend needs a dollar or he'll run for him. Tell him that his brother's dying from, probably ever shows up to visit him. Say that's the nature of people. The nature of people. So the Rebbe tried to wake him up and say, he's suffering. He wanted the guy should hear, so he didn't tell him the name. Like this, he listened. Okay, I'll give. Make it out to your brother. You're so blind. This is what it says. Vayishma. Avram heard. A lot of people don't hear. Oitim ozno mishmo adamim. Vayirakut chanichav. What's vayirakut chanichav? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemia. Rabbi Yehuda omer, hein horiku panim kineged Avram. Yeah? They answered chutzpat Avram. The people in Avram's house. Avram said, guys, let's go. Talmidim, we're going to fight. You know what they said? What, are you crazy? Are you kidding me? You're going to fight. We're staying home. We're not going anywhere. Fight who? Fight what? Malachim? Are you kidding? We're not going nowhere. Amru, hey, Malachim, v'lo yachlu lamod behem, v'anachim yicholim lamod behem. Who's going to be able to win this war? You got to be crazy. Got to be crazy to fight this. Says the Gemara, Reb Nechemya Omer, Reb Nechemya says, Avraham hoirik panim kinegdan. Avram spoke back to them. Not that they spoke to Avram that we ain't going, but Avram had what to answer them. Avram said to them, what? Etze, I will go, ve'epol, and I will fall, al kiddush shmo shel makom, or kiddush Hashem. Oh, so my caution to you is, ay, what is the Medrash telling us over here? Where is the Kiddush Hashem? I thought it was Pidyon Shvuyim. Ah, I know what I'm talking about.
Even if it's Kiddush Hashem, yeah, he's going to fall. How's going to be Kiddush Hashem? The world's going to see, they're going to say, what is your
God? No, I'm ready to die for Kiddush Hashem.
No, because they're going to know that Avram came and started fighting and everything.
Avram fought back. Now let me tell you what I know. What's Pshat?
It was the real Avram.
You hear my kasha?
Yeah.
It says Kiddush Hashem. Ani Eitze.
What's the question?
What's the question? What is Kiddush Hashem? Save love. We were talking about he's trying to save life. What is Kiddush Hashem and saving love? Where is the Kiddush Hashem in saving love? It's Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim. Rabbi said the answer is as follows. What? What do you say? Halacha is you're not mechuyav to die for Pidyon Shvuyim.
You can sell everything for Pidyon Shvuyim.
My boy, listen to me carefully. You know, you can't make up and say, and Achanami, you don't sell everything for Pidyon Shvuyim. You know the Maram Rutenberg died in jail?
Yeah, they...
You know why? Why did Maram Rutenberg die in jail?
They asked too much money.
They asked for too much money, and he said, you're not allowed to spend too much money.
Yeah?
That was the greatness of Maram Rutenberg. The Kehillah wanted to pay to get him out, and he didn't let. Halacha is halacha. Kaikov, how could you leave now? You're in the middle of Mamish. You're here. The heart. We're in the heart.
Yes,
now.
Really?
We went for the operation. We're opening up. We're now in the heart. Right? We're holding it. And then all of a sudden, Kaikov is busy. He has to leave. Imagine the doctor making an operation here. And he cuts and he cuts and he cuts. And he finally gets to the heart. I'm sorry, I'll be back later because I'm busy now. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, I can get up as far as over, obviously.
Not you! You're making a heart operation for somebody else!
You are making for somebody else. You're going to kill somebody.
Okay, so what do we have over here, Rabotai? Kiddush Hashem. What's the Kiddush Hashem? My boys, I think the Machloket is very simple. They tied it. What did the people at Avram's house tied it? Peter Shui and Amachif to say to catch yourself a sakana for? What, are you kidding me? We're going to go fight Malachim and stories. It's Vaday Misa. It's not even a suffix Sakana Tafashis. It's Vaday Sakana Tafashot. Are you mechuyav to put yourself in Vaday Sakana Tafashot for Pidyon Shvuyim?
No.
Because they understood that it was Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim. Yes. That's the whole dinner of Kiddush Hashem. What did Avram hold? Rabotai, I think there's two ways we can learn over here. One way we'll learn like he read in the Medrash says. Can't argue with the Medrash says. The Nitziv says, he Mustama got it from the Nitziv. The Nitziv says a very nice duke over here. The Nitziv says, what's the pshat? Remember the original kasha I asked you? How come it says Ben Achiv? It says Rechusho and then it says Ben Achiv. It should say the opposite.
It says Mayrik of Art. Listen to the Tzid.
You knew how great the Tzid was.
The final lotion.
No, no, it's not better. It's just nice. It's the same thing, but nicer. Yeah. Shank, listen what it says over here. Listen what it says. Here it is. It says like this: Vayikhu et Lot betol rechusho, ben achi Avraham vayelechu, v'hu yoshev bizdom. Says the Emek Davar that if the whole pasuk is extra, who cares? He was sitting in Zdom. We know that Lot was in Zdom. I mean, that's the story. Lot was in Zdom, and they captured him. And why is the pasuk have to say it? First of all, you have to know, says the Netziv, Lot wasn't part of this war. Lot had nothing to do with this war. When you go take captives, usually you take from the soldiers, you take captives. Lot was not part of that. And still, Vishavuhu, they still went, to Zdom, and they took it. Lot came, El Yoshua was Zdom, when we come up from Lakhuoto. If you take a look, it doesn't say that they went to take people from Zdom. It says they took the money from Zdom. They took the food. And then it says they took Lot. What did they take Lot from?
Revenge.
Huh?
Revenge.
Prevention of what?
Revenge.
Or revenge on who?
On the Haram.
Says that it's like this. It's such the Netziv was beautiful. You know, the Netziv used to, this. What is the Hamikdav? You know what the Hamikdav is? The Netziv used to give Chumash Shir before his regular Shir. Like we do, learn Masil Tisharim, he used to give Chumash Shir. This is his Chumash Shir. He says like this. Mikol makom bishvil zeh biyichud halchu lizdom v'lakhu oto u'mizeh mivu'ar dekavanatam hayta l'argiz et Avram. They were out to get Avram. They took Lot because they wanted Avram. See? That's the pshat. They took Lot and all Rechusho. When it says Ben Achi Avram, it's not to tell me who Lot is. It's to tell me what they took. First of all, they took Lot. They took all his money and they took Ben Achi Avram. Meaning, that was a separate reason why they took him. They took him because he was Ben Achi Avram. They were trying to get back at Avram. Now, why were they trying to get back at Avram? Avram was fighting Milchemet Hashem. Avram Avinu is fighting Milchemet Hashem. So Zdaim, so the people who were fighting against Zdaim said, you know what? Let's get back at this Avram. Let's show Avram a lesson. He's making Bali Tshuva. He's spreading Yiddishkeit all over the world. Oh, I'm going to get this Avram Avinu guy. We'll take a who? We'll take Lot. So it's not Pshat Lot who was Ben Achi Avram. We don't have to tell me who Lot was. We don't know who Lot was. Vayikhu et Lot. They took Lot. They took his money. Why? Because he was Ben Achi Avram. That's why they took him. You see? Mayur the Kavart. That's what the Netziv says. Now,
so it was for
Vayavei Apalit.
Very good.
Vayavei Apalit comes the Palit, and what does the Palit say? Palit says Vayoyim Lavram Ivri. Yeah. Now we have a teretz. Vayagi Lavram Ivri. He was telling him because he was also an Ivri. The reason why they took Lot because he was an Ivri. And that's why I'm coming to tell you, because I'm sure you're going to want to fight the war, not because he's your brother, like the Sipporna says.
Because he believes.
Because he's like you. Belief, no? And that's what the Medrash means, Ikunim. They looked alike.
So what?
Meaning they were both, they should both showed Hashem in this world. That's the Pshat Ikunim. That's what it means. Doesn't mean that they look the face. Whoa, ooh, nice nose he got there. Looks just like Avraham Avinu. Ah. What? You understand? Half fulfill, not half fulfill.
Yes, unbelievable.
You don't understand it.
Yes.
Master, cold. What's the problem? Cold. Maybe cold. He's cold. He's cold. Yeah. What do you want? A little slower? Yes.
No.
Okay. Let's just go back again.
He believes in Hashem.
The Tziv tells me that when they took love, you know who they were really going after? They went after Avraham Avinu. They're trying to hurt Avraham Avinu. Vayikhu et Lot v'truchusho because he was Ben Achi Avraham. That's pshat who Lot was. We know who Lot was. And that's Vayavar Palit. The Palit comes. I mean, this is not the Tziv. This we're saying already. Vayavar Palit Vayaged l'Avraham Ivri. He's telling him not because of what, like the Sipurna says, because he went to save his nephew. That's what it is. He went to save. That's the whole sugi. The whole parsha is that he went to save his nephew. Says the Sipurna, it means that he went to save because he was also an Ivri.
In mitzvah, huh?
Because he behaved like one of the Bnei Ivri. Because he behaved also like a Jew in this world. And that's the pshat in the Medrash. It's not a steer anymore. It's not a contradiction anymore to the Medrash that says because Ikunim. Ikunim is they looked alike. What do you mean they looked alike? Not because they were mishpacha. That's not what it means.
Because they looked alike.
Meaning they behaved the same way. He was a copy of Avraham Avinu. Like we find in Sdom. Who behaved like Avraham Avinu? Light. He brings in the Archon, right? He brings all. Light walked around with Hasidish guy in stone. Imagine Harlem, you had a guy with peyot. That's what Lot looked like. Lot was like a guy in Harlem, Hasidish, yeah?
They showed Lot like Noah with the...
That's what he looked like. All the blacks, and in the middle of all the blacks, they have a light over there who's walking around doing mitzvahs, chesed, what? Mshugana. So they took him to get back at Avram. So Avram held the Melchama was what? Wasn't Pidyon Shvuyim. They held the Melchama was Pidyon Shvuyim. So what did they say? Sakanat Nefashot. What happens?
Goodbye, Charlie.
Who's going to go involved with Sakanat Nefashot? But Avraham Avinu held that what? Avidu Shem Shemayim. The students held that it was for light. Light, I'm going to go put myself in Sakanat for Lot. I'm saying that the Talmidim. All the people he went with. He went with a bunch of people, so Chazal said they didn't want to go. Avraham Avinu answered them, I'm ready to die for Kiddush Hashem. So you have nothing to do with Sakana and Vadai. That's the halacha of Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, what is it? The people were forced to save him. Avraham said, you're going anyway. He paid them. He made them crazy. They ended up going because Avraham made them go, but they didn't want to go. But Avraham said, I'm going anyway, even though it's a Sakana. Why? Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Nothing to do with Lot, huh? Because since it was a war against Ivri, it was a war against Avram spreading Hashem in the world, so the Muhammad that he fought back was to fight back against Ivri. That's what he was fighting for. So he says, I'm ready to die on Kiddush Hashem. That's what I'm ready to die for. That's the terrors that Avram is answering him. What's one of them?
Kiddush Hashem.
Kiddush Hashem. That's it, no?
These things are...
Let me just help him out. The truth out, you want, I'll answer you even better. The Kesef Mishnah brings down in Zman Shmad, in the time that the Goyim are trying to change what the Jews look like, even on Arki the Masani,
strings.
On the string of what they wear. For example, Jews wear black shoelaces, and the Goyim wear red ones, and the Goyim want you to wear red shoelaces. Kesef Mishnah brings down, Maram Bet Yosef, Kesef Mishnah brings down, you go on Kiddush Hashem. This is what happened over here. They were trying to change Ivri. See, they were trying to undo the Ivri. Avraham Avinu said, Arki the Masani, I'm ready to die Kiddush Hashem, even on Ivri. Don't start up with the Ikunim, what Lot looked like. You see, the Ivri. That's the pshat. What? That's the halacha. Because they're trying to, it's not so much the thing, it's they're trying to change the yad, what Yiddishkeit is. They're trying to change Yadus. They're trying to change Ovid Hashem, what it's supposed to look like. The minute you touch Avodat Hashem and Yadut, there's a mitzvah of Yareg Bali Avon. There's a mitzvah to go to
war. So trying to teach Eliezer also this.
That's what he was teaching Eliezer. That's the Chanukah the mitzvahs. Yeah. He was Mechanukim in this Indian called Kiddush Shem Shemayim. This is what he was Mechanukim.
Shem Shemayim, Hashem could save him by himself.
So it's always that.
That's
any Kiddushem Shemayim, or whatever. Hashem doesn't, why go to war? Hashem can take care of it by himself. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is you should fight for it. That's the mitzvah.
But in the eyes of people.
That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Okay, with this, we're going to answer my riddick. You ready? Most of it. There's still more. There's still plenty more. Beautiful, no? That's Emes. You know, the whole thing is, once you hear the whole thing, you see where I'm coming from. You see what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to learn up the parasha. Now, with this, I want to answer another kasha. Ready? I'm going to answer another kasha. You with me? I'm going to answer another kasha. We'll answer another question. I don't understand one nekuda. There's one thing I don't understand. If you take a look, it says Vayishma Avram Ki Nishba Achiv. Vayishma Avraham Ki Nishba Achiv. It wasn't Achiv. It was Ben Achiv. Why is it pshat by Yishma Avram Ki Nishba Achiv?
It's you.
Because either you could come and say that it doesn't mean Achiv, Achiv does Lav Dafk, it means Ben Achiv. It means relative.
Yishma for what?
It's like a sister also.
Huh? Yishma. He was Chevy. He was taken to captive. Lav Dafk. Say it's Lav Dafk.
He said the same thing about his sister.
Huh?
Achotia.
Well, yeah, same thing.
But
Achiv means brother.
Lot.
He wasn't Achiv. He was Ben Achiv, right? So you have to say Achiv doesn't mean Achiv. It means relative. I think there's a meridik in the head here in the whole parsha. There's a meridik. The whole shot over here is very deep. Listen.
All relative. Yes. Relative.
Good. So that's the simple answer. I'll tell you a different nekuda. This is what I'll tell you. I'll tell you a different nekuda. When a person does a mitzvah, why should a person do Ben Adam L'Chavero? Because it's a mitzvah? Should a person do Ben Adam L'Chavero because it's a mitzvah? Or a person should do Ben Adam L'Chavero because a person is supposed to be a good person?
Both.
Both. So you say both. Now.
Avodat Hashem.
You say Avodat Hashem. You say both.
Yes.
Do you know that we don't make a bracha before we get stuck? Ruch atah Hashem, Asher kitchanu mitzvotah, v'etzivanu al netilat tzedakah. Maybe it's such a bracha?
Because maybe it's not true.
Asher kitchanu mitzvotah, v'etzivanu lasot chesed. Maybe it's such a bracha? Baruch atah Asher alukbiru melech ho'olam, Asher kitchanu mitzvotah, v'etzivanu l'chabed o'avim. Baruch atah Asher, what did you say? What?
It depends on the
good parents.
Because it depends on the other.
That's what the Rashbi answers. Rashbi, the Chavot answers, you know why we don't make such a bracha? Who said the guy's going to take it?
It's not in your hands.
Yeah, Baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech ha'olam shekel shomer tzedakah. I don't want it.
Hello.
Want tzedakah? I don't want it. I'll give you some. Yeah. So what's going to happen? He's going to force the guy to become poor. Yeah. He'll rob him. So he should be an anis. He can kind of mitzvah. Should be brach levatala.
Go give him on the face. Take out all the money.
It's over. The brisket. It's over. Kiddush Hashem. How come there's no bracha on Kiddush Hashem? By the way, some hold there is. But Asher ketchanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu l'kadesh Shem Shemayim. They say because of the briskers, that the guys would come over to them and say, yeah, Avodah Zarah, bow down to Jesus over there, whatever. Chas v'shalom. Baruch atah Hashem al-Shek, Shom Zadam Tzivanu, al-Kidush Hashem. The guys were looking and go, huh? Well, it wasn't planning on killing him anyway. Wasn't planning on killing him. He changed his mind. So he's going to go, kill me. Waiting. Hefsek.
Kill me,
Hefsek. Wait, too much time. Too much.
This is very hard to deal with.
Watch the pshat. Now, everything that's a joke, usually if it's a good joke, there's a good pshat to it. There's a good pshat. What's the good pshat to it? What the joke is trying to teach you is, it's not telling you. You know. I mean, what if somebody else is just going to change his mind the last minute? You're not going to have a. What's supposed to happen? I mean, but stop him. He doesn't want it stuck. What are you standing there without
him? I asked him before, can I give it to him?
Change his mind. No. Anything which is bedata chem, anything which is tali in somebody else, there's no mitzvah.
No, none of that. There's no limit to get stuck.
That's a different answer. That's a different answer. Ein lo shir. Ein lo dram shein lam shir. One of them is stuck. And a mela. Yeshom rim yeshom. Okay. Keep it up. There's no limit, no bracha. Beautiful, very nice.
If you make a bracha, you lose the point, or because you're supposed
that's
to...
That's what we want to answer. The answer, I think, also is very simple. You know what the answer is, Rabotai? Once you say, Asher kichanu v'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, what do you say? What, you're an animal, and if Hashem tells me to behave, I'll behave. Really, I don't want to give. I wouldn't give stock of Hashem. Shalom and Zotav and Sivanu, because you told me to do it. I'm giving stock of
Hashem. You're getting a mitzvah.
Be a mensch. Be a mensch. Be a person.
For example, in the Torah, it will not say you know.
You would know it anyway.
You would know it anyway, but you would not have the mitzvah. The fact that
it's right. The fact that you're giving it shouldn't be giving it because you were told to give it. The fact that you're giving it is because
of the Christian
mitzvah. Yes. Yes, that was yourself. That's yourself. A person should want to be a good person. Okay. Now, you can ask me, where did I get this yisod from?
For what?
I believe it's more the second than the first. So you can ask me, where did I get this yisod from? And a person who does chesed, he shouldn't do chesed because it says it in the Torah, but you should do chesed because a person should be a baal chesed, should be a good person. Sounds very nicely, yeah, but where did I get it from? It's a very famous story. The Alter von Slavonk, I heard this from my grandfather 1,000 times, and I said it over already 1,000 times. Unbelievable story. There was an avrech that was running around Erev Shabbat from store to store to buy food for Shabbat. So the Alter sees him running. Yeah. So he says to him, Avrech, Efataratz, where are you running? The person says, I'm running to go and buy for Shabbat. Kemosh katur b'gmara kiddushin. Like Gemara Kiddushin says, Rav machrich reishin. Rav himself, cleaned the head of the fish, and Rav, even though he had many servants, he did it himself, right? The second parak of Kiddushin, and even though you could send the shliach, mitzvah bo, hem b'shlucho, the stipler, you know what the stipler used to do for Shabbat?
What?
You walked in Friday afternoon in the stipler's home, what do you think you could see the stipler doing?
Cleaning chicken.
Wish he was frying fish. What do you think he was
cleaning,
doing?
Learning.
Cleaning? What?
Sweeping the floors.
He was on the floor doing spongy. You know in Israel they do spongy?
Spongy.
Clean the floors. You clean the floors. You'd sit there, mop the floor for Shabbat. Yeah, he's on the floor, cleaning the, rubbing the floors for Shabbat. Yeah.
Lechvod Shabbat.
Lechvod Shabbat. That's what they say over. That's what I heard. People went in. I heard this from people who said they went in Friday afternoon and they would find that every Friday afternoon they'd be on the floor cleaning the floors. Yeah.
What is that?
She cooked.
So listen what happened. Listen carefully. So did the guy say a good answer or a bad answer? Was the guy, was Avrech's answer a good answer or a bad answer?
Good answer.
Good answer, right?
No, but why?
Slabatka Rosh Hashiva, an altar from Slabatka, the Tzadik Kadosh Bracha, screamed at him. Avrech, that's how you answer me? Avrech, that's what you say. You're a bad person.
I'm
very angry at him. What do you say that's so wrong? He says, what are you telling me? That you have to help your wife or your mother, whatever it is. What? Because it says in the Gemara Kedushin, that's the reason to help? Kama Shekatub, the Gemara Kiddush. If it wouldn't say anything in Gemara Kiddush, you wouldn't know that you have to do it anyway. Don't do it because it says it in the Gemara Kiddush. Do it because a person has to be a Ben Adam. A person has to be a person.
So I like, if you're going to, for example, if you're walking through a place that smells like chazir, and you say, I want to eat it, and you're not eating because Hashem says not to.
Chazir is not Ben Adam Mechaveira.
It's not Ben Adam Mechaveira.
Chazir is not Ben Adam Mechaveira.
When you say that Hashem commanded me, you have a bigger
mitzvah. I'm telling you, the way a person is supposed to behave is, it's supposed to be a mensch, you have to be a mensch. Oh. Now let's go back. Let's go back to the entire scene. That's true. But now that you're a mensch, you shouldn't be doing it because Katuv Batorah, and not L'shem Yichud, and not Brachot, and not Asher Kitchanu. This is what it is. Why is it saying the Gemara? The Gemara is just telling me that they used to do it.
Even for the big
who taught enough. Them? Nobody. They do it on their own.
Yeah.
That's what Gemara. Take the story and listen to it. You're just ruining it. The more questions you ask on the story, the worse you're making it, because the story is gold. It's a brilliant, it's a yisod. It's yisod nora v'nifla. It's yisod nora v'nifla. Okay, now, yes.
How do you ever expect the person to
become the unborn? Okay, so I'm answering you. We are very, very, very weak people. But, once we understand that a person has to do chesed, don't go around saying, I'm a religious Jew and I'm doing chesed. Do chesed, you have to be a good person, that's all. To be an Adam, to be a normal person. Normal people do nice things for other people. A person has to be a Ben Adam. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a very simple example. A very simple example. A lot of people, they don't speak Lashon Hara. Why? Ketuv b'sefer Chafetz Chaim. It's very nice. It's very good. But the ultimate, the le'ela mikol berchata of that hanhaga is, forget about the Chafetz Chaim. What? You're a person. A Ben Adam speak Lashon Hara, another person. There are many people who didn't see one word in Shmirat HaLashon, and they're nizhar in Shmirat HaLashon. You know why? Because they themselves are good people. They're Anashim Tovim. Anashim Tovim.
They were born like that?
No. Nobody's born perfect. They worked on being good.
It's impossible that a person didn't learn it.
In other words, Avada, the Torah teaches what's called good. But now you have to do it not because Katuv Batorah, unless you have a problem that's difficult. Some people have very bad midot. So at least let them do it Katuv Batorah. Yeah. Should a person be anav because the Torah says so, or a person should be be'etzem anav? Should a person come and say, I have to be anav because the Torah says should be anav, or a person should be anav that you're nothing, it should become your nature that you're nothing? A person should be an anav, a nature. Anav should be a nature. Huh? No, 100%. No, it's not. If the Torah, now that the Torah tells us that this is what Tov means, man who was created mikoach haTorah could reach that by anav from within. Yeah, I'm not saying without the Torah. Yeah, the Goyim, when the Goyim do chesed. Yeah, it's outside. It's not real. I'm not telling you. That's not real because it's not Torah. But once the Torah is not teaching me do tzivanu that you should be commanded. The Torah wants that you become part of who you are. It should be mahut. That's what you should do. You should be a good person. You should be an ish tov. Now,
that's what Torah
is. Now listen carefully. Let's go back now. All the way to the beginning. What was the cheshbon over here with Avraham? What happened over here? I believe there's a big yisod. What was Avraham's midah?
Chesed.
What's the pshat chesed? What does it mean chesed? Huh? Chesed means that the person himself was mischased im anashim, right? Meaning Avraham was oheb chesed. He loved chesed. His shleimut was chesed. That was his shleimut.
That's why it's
within
everybody was like a
kid. Let's start slower. We're not holding it. His shleimut was chesed. When he had to go fight for Lot, if he wouldn't fight for Lot, what would it be? It would be a stira to the entire shita, the entire Torah that he was teaching. Avraham Avinu, who was chesed, he was teaching chesed in Torah. That's what he was teaching. Yitzhak taught avodah of the Torah, and Yaakov taught the Torah of the Torah, right? What does that mean? Each one was teaching.
Representing.
Not only representing, he was teaching in the world this nekudah. Are you saw it? Avraham was going around and saying, Rabotai, part of being in this world as a person of under Hashem, under Torah, chesed. Retifat ha-chesed. That's what he was teaching. Memela, when Lot was nishba, if Avraham wouldn't go, if Avraham wouldn't go to save Lot, that would be a stira to the avoidance Hashem of Avraham. That would be a complete stira to the avoidance Hashem of Avraham. Memela, he had to go al kiddush Hashem to do this. Avraham had to go because this was his shita. This is what he was teaching.
Is that kiddush Hashem or chesed?
That's what I've explained to you, but he was teaching which part of chesed? Avraham was teaching the chesed, meaning in Torah and Avodah, he was teaching the chesed Shabbat. So he was mechuyav, and I'll prove it to you. Why did Avraham Avinu not want to make a brit? Says he had to ask Onir Eshkol Mamri to make a brit.
Why?
Because since I'm teaching chesed to the world, and here I turn around, I'm chovel.
Hashem said to do it, wasn't
he? No, before Hashem said.
No. Honor Eshkol Mamri is even after Hashem said to do it. So the Mefarshim say, Berabim Bitzina. He should do it when no one should know about it. So Honor Eshkol Mamri told me he should do it Berabim, that people should know about it. In this, the end of this week's parasha, the end of this week's parasha, it says that Avram was, who Yoshe Petach Oel, where was he?
Mamre.
Where was he? He was in Eloni Mamre. Says Rashi, why Mamre? Because who natalo Eitzal Amila? He was the one who taught him and told him in Eitzal, go make the Mila. So the Mepharshim go, what? Hashem goes, tells you to make Mila. What's your question? What's your question? The what?
Asking advice.
What are you asking advice for? You hear? Oh, there's a beautiful chakra of chakra. I can tell it to you over. Very nice. Okay, wait. Yeah. I'm trying to remember if it's in the Avi Ezri. There's something unbelievable. It could be in the Avi Ezri. You ready? Let's go further. You hear? Savram Avinu, you hear? You listening? Savram Avinu, you hear? Had to get advice. And Mepharshim asked advice. Hashem tells you to go make Brit Milin advice. And Mepharshim explained, the question was, should he do it where people will hear about it? Or he said, where nobody should know about it. Why? So the Mepharshim explained, because Avraham Avinu's whole shita was to teach people chesed, 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 chesed. And here, he goes and he cuts himself, and he cuts up his children. It's against the whole concept of chesed. People are going to say, oh, Avraham, you're a liar. So what happened? The male what? No.
So
Mamre told him, do it Birabim, and that's where Hashem came to Avraham in the Eloni Mamre. That's one thing. We also find by the Nisayon of the Akedah.
Yeah.
What was the Nisayon of the Akedah?
Take his son.
Was the Nisayon of the Akedah?
To go against his nature.
Against the stira.
The stira, the kind of thing. Mepharshim explained, you know what bothered Avraham Avinu more than anything else? What are the goyim going to come and say, all my life I'm teaching chesed, 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 and here they see me take my son and kill him.
He kicked out the Ishmael also. It was against his nature.
This is the Nekuda. Avraham Avinu was chesed. For him to go and save Lot or not save Lot would be a shayla of kiddush or chil Hashem. Mail, I think the pshat is very pushed over here.
Why
kiddush or chil Hashem? If you're running around doing chesed and hear Lot, your own is caught, go fight for him. Go fight for him. Where's your chesed, right? This is the pshat. Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv. Which halacha did he go? Which halacha did he go for? The answer was because he heard Achiv. Kud of Achiv. That's right. Once he heard that Achiv, that his brother was caught. Sleeping, everybody's sleeping.
Chesed, no. So
I'm listening, Rabbi. I'm listening.
The Nekuda was the Achiv Shabbat. That was the Nekuda. When he heard Kinishba Achiv, The male of his chesed was to mitzad himself to go and do it. And that's why he was even moisen nefesh for it. He had to be moisen nefesh on the nekud of chesed because
that was,
this is, that was the whole point of his Torah and Avod in this world. Huh? Same thing, the Brit Mila Pshawat, it was a stira. The world would look and say, this is your chesed? This is your chesed? Where's your chesed? You take children, babies, and you cut them. Where's your chesed, right? It's immoral. It's immoral. The goyim, a lot of goyim say Brit Mila is immoral. Well, you cut a baby, blah, blah, it's a, huh?
Now they scientifically prove there is...
Good.
What is immoral?
Immoral means it's no. Ra, it's bad. Mm. Okay, so this is the pshat over here, very partial. Again, Avraham Avinu what? Avraham Avinu understands, listen, my tafkid, my avoda is chesed. Why chesed? Avraham Avinu didn't do chesed because it says in the Torah chesed. Avraham Avinu did chesed because that was his tchuna.
Why did he pick chesed?
Huh?
Why did he pick chesed from all
that? That was his tchuna. You see, I'll tell you the truth. I speak about this many times. The Stipler speaks about a lot, the Chasnish speaks a lot. A person's nature teaches him what his Avodas Hashem is.
Yeah.
A person who's born, let's say, a Kasa, right? Kasa is a bad meter. What should you do with his Kasa? What should you do? Kanot. A person who has a bad meter, or a good meter, for the same thing, that is Pshas Hashem gives you that to show you what your Avodas Hashem is supposed to be.
How is it possible? So this person is very strong.
It's very good. He's
what
a tzaddik.
What is Avodas Hashem?
To do chesed for people.
Oh, we can use God for all that.
Kanot.
What?
Kanot. Pinchas. Kas. Kano kineti. Pinchas was kas.
The Lokas. The Kanot.
What do you think it is? What do you think it was? Kanot. You know, the thing is, you're a tzaddik, that's what it is. You don't see any Rishayim, that's what it is.
What's Rishayim? Go against the Torah.
Let me tell you something. You're a big tzaddik, let me tell you something. Okay, so, you know what, let me answer. Can I answer you? I'll answer.
Sure, I'll answer.
There's a very big machloket. I know there's a very big machloket between the Chazon Ish and also today, the Poskim. What do I mean? The Chazon Ish held that 99.9% of the Russian Jews are Tinok Shinishba. They're not Russian. Famous psak, he brings it everywhere. Chazrish is psak. What? But today everybody is Tinok Shinishba. People today are Tinok Shinishba. Which means that was not their fault that they're not religious. Today, the Poskim are starting to backtrack on that. Why? Because a lot of the Russian Jews were brought to yeshiva, and they were brought to Bat Knesiyot, and people worked with them. How many hundreds of boys were in this yeshiva? And they did hear about Hashem, and we are learning Torah. And then they went off. So you can tell me that Tinok Shinishba, why the Tinok Shinishba? So they say the Poskim in Bnei Brak today don't believe that it's so true that it's Tinok Shinishba. Today everybody is able and hears about the Torah. In Russia, it was possible that a Jew never even heard of Yiddishkeit. Especially white Russia, by the Ashkenazi Russian. Yeah. The Jews never even heard that there's such a thing called a God. Today, it's not true. Everybody hears there's God,
but
everybody knows what Jews is.
Not so sure at all.
Not so sure. What's the other Shita? The other Shita is, even though they know, but after so many years, that it was stuffed into their head, it's impossible to change, and mail their Tinok Shinishba. Yes. But it's a very big machlok. You know where it's Nogei Lamasa? Tell you where it's Nogei Lamasa. Hatzalah is a very big problem.
Shabbat.
Very, very big problem. What's the problem? You're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbat for a Jew. You're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbat for a guy. Why? Because if you don't be Mechalel Shabbat for the guy, they're not going to do it for us. tell the guy in the street, go ahead, if he could call, that's all right, you'll leave and go die. Try to go the next day to an emergency room, no doctor will take care of you. So Mishum Eva, because it will come out that Jews will be in Sakana, you're allowed in the Chal Shabbos for a guy too. That's the Allah Halamas. The question is, what about for a Russian Jew who doesn't keep Torah Mitzvah? That's what our problem is.
The same thing.
That's well, what, you don't talk about Ashkenazi like, Russian Jews, yeah, like, you know, the Paris. Yeah,
they people. Never became, they never had it. All these old people.
Not so passionate. The old people never had it. But the younger generation were brought to shuls, and they brought the Bata Knesiyot, and so on.
But not all, not all.
The expert goes to against their parents.
It's a big shiloh.
Today,
you'll be surprised.
Today,
you'll be surprised. It's a big shiloh.
So I'll tell you,
B'nai brought their posek. B'nai brought their posek. And they're not Tinok Shinishba. You know, I'll go say them on Shabbat. So what happened? Listen, I don't want to get involved in halacha lemaisa because it's very dangerous halacha. You should know that there was a posek that got up, very chashuv posek. They got up in the stall of the yeshiva. They're not goyim either. They're not goyim, and they're not, I mean, the Jews who don't keep mitzvahs.
The
Torah
doesn't keep the Torah in the door.
It has a lach of a goy, but it doesn't